Now open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 4. I appreciate that truth in song. I'm glad I have a hiding place. Amen. I believe what I'm going to say in this message tonight is going to go right along with the song and with Pastor BJ just preached. And so I trust that there's some needs here that God knows more about than I do, certainly. And I'm glad His Holy Spirit and His Word can meet those needs. Amen. And so I want to talk to you from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 tonight on rest. Be sure to get your rest. You can say, Brother Brandon, I can get on board with that message. Amen. A lot of you kind of perked up. You say, I could use that about right now. I realize it's a Wednesday night, and a lot of you came straight here from work. Maybe you didn't eat and didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and your mind is racing. And, well, this message is for us. And because I'm glad there's rest in Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, this world is just, well, we heard it, full of trouble. Lives are full of trouble. I'm glad there's a place in Jesus of safety, security, peace, and rest.
Amen.
Amen. And so that's what I want to preach on tonight with the Lord's help for just a few minutes. Hebrews 4, I just want you to notice in the first 11 verses how many times this word rest is mentioned, just so you can be convinced that this is indeed the theme. Verse number 1 starts, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." Verse number 3, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest." Look, if you will, at verse number 4, the last part, "And God did rest the seventh day from all His works." Verse 5, "And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest." Verse number 8, "For if Jesus had given them rest." Verse 9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." Verse 10, "For he that is entered into his rest." Verse 11, "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest." Wonder what God's trying to get our attention about in these verses tonight. He's talking to us about rest. And I want you to draw your attention to verse number 9, because, you know, I'll just be honest with you tonight, there's a lot in this passage that I'm not sure about. There's a lot that we don't have time to get into tonight. But there's one thing that's for sure, and it's in verse number 9, where the Bible says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." Amen. There's rest available tonight. I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know what circumstance you're going through. I don't know the details of every situation. But I believe this book, I believe God, and the book says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." There's rest tonight to the soul that's weary.
Amen.
There's rest tonight to the person that's tired, to the one that's filled with anxiety and fear and doubt. There's rest tonight in Jesus Christ. Now, the context here is this book was written to Hebrew Christians. It was written to those that had been converted from a very religious background into Christianity. And what the writer, who I believe is Apostle Paul, but what he's trying to do is he's trying to convince these new converts that Jesus is better. Jesus Christ is better than your religion. He's better than the sacrifices. He's better than the rituals. You don't have to go through all of these regulations to keep all of these laws. He's trying to teach these people who came out of a very strenuous religious system that, hey, you can rest in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Salvation is not by your good works. It's not by you trying to do good and earn God's favor. He says there is a rest available to you.
Amen.
Now, not only were they coming from a religious background, but they were also suffering intense persecution, because many of them, when they converted to Christianity, they were excommunicated from their family. And they suffered severely for rejecting the historic faith of their forefathers and embracing what many thought was just this new thing called Christianity. And so they suffered severe persecution. And Paul the writer, he understood this. He went through it himself. And he said, "I'm here to tell you tonight, Hebrew Christians, there's rest in Jesus. Don't quit. Don't go back to your religion. Don't let the persecution stop you. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. Press on. There's rest available." Now, I realize that for those of us in America, Maybe you didn't come from a very religious background, and of course we don't suffer the persecution, at least yet, here in America like they did in this day. But I believe we're fighting a different battle today. And I believe that the message is just as relevant, because we just look on every hand and there's noise everywhere you look. I mean, the devil's just trying to put so many things in our mind, and whether it's media through the form of a phone or the internet or computer, or you can turn on your TV and there's news on literally 24 hours a day. And all of it is just competing for your attention. And most of it, if you watch it long enough, it's just going to create anxiety in your mind and in your heart. Oh, what are we going to do now? What if this happens, or what if that happens? Right. Everywhere you turn, there's unrest. Right. In our world, in our country, in families. And what God wants us to understand tonight is, hey, there's rest available. There's rest available for your soul. Don't fill your mind with all the noise that's going on in this world. There's help in Jesus Christ. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Now, I'm not talking about physical rest, although that's good. We all need our physical rest. I'm talking to you tonight about a rest in your soul, a rest in your spirit, a rest that can even affect your mind. The Bible says that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And so many times when I find that my heart and my soul become troubled and uneasy and full of anxiety and care, it's because I'm not thinking about Jesus. You know, it'd do us some good tonight just to spend some time thinking about Jesus. Amen. Thinking about God, thinking about His Word, thinking about heaven, thinking about what He's done for us. The Bible says if we'll do that, if we'll stay our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that God will keep us in perfect peace. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, if you'll just bring everything to me in prayer. Listen, I don't have to tell you this, you already know this, but it's good to be reminded. You know, I have a tendency sometimes to think and worry about things that I have no control over. Now, God's been preaching this message to me for the past couple of weeks, because I've spent some time thinking about some things and letting some things creep into my mind that's affected me. And you know what? I can't control the outcome. And I've had to give those things to God. And I'm glad that I can give them to God and I can rest, because I know He's in control. He loves me. He knows what's best. He's going to do right. And I can completely trust Him and rest with whatever the outcome of the situation is. Amen. Amen. I'm glad to report to you tonight, I can say the same thing for you. Amen. I don't know what you're facing, but I can say this upon the authority of God's Word. It's not because it's my opinion or what I'm saying, but no matter what you're going through tonight, there's rest available for your heart, for your mind, in Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter what it is, death, disease, disaster, disappointment, there's rest in Jesus. Amen. I thought about the psalmist in Psalm 42 and 43. Three times he says something similar to, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? He said there's an unrest in my soul, and it's as the psalmist is talking to himself, and he says, hope thou in God. He's having to talk himself into, you know what, trust in God. Why are you cast down? Why is there this disquiet and this unrest in my soul? And I think that as we read that, we can relate. Many times we go through times in life and man, our minds are racing. And this happens a lot on Wednesday night. I mean, we just got, some of you came here from, who knows what happened today? And your mind's racing with what happened and what you got to do tomorrow. And I mean, there's just so much busyness. And we find ourselves like the psalmist who say, what's wrong with me? I can't focus. I can't. We got to tell ourselves, hey, hope in God. Hope in God. That's where the help is. You heard it from Pastor BJ. Lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. Two conditions tonight out of Hebrews chapter 4. Two things that's going to be required of us if we're going to obtain this rest. Number one, fear. That's an odd one, but interesting. But it's very obvious in this text that there's something that we need to fear if we're going to obtain rest. And the fear is, you know, I need to fear missing out on it. Look, if you will, verse number one. Let us therefore fear. Now, over and over in the Bible, we're told to fear not. But here, two times, we're told, you know what? There are some things you need to fear because if you might miss out on them. They're available to you, but you need to fear missing out on it. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Just because there's rest available, that does not mean that it's guaranteed. And he says, listen, you could be saved, have your sins forgiven, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That does not guarantee that you're going to see rest in your soul all the days of your life. Now, what God's intent for us is he wants us to have a little bit of heaven on earth. I'm going to heaven when I die. I have 100% confidence that when I die, I'm going to heaven based upon the authority of God's Word. Amen. And that'll be a land of perfect rest. Amen. Amen. But you know what? God wants me to be able to experience a little bit of that heavenly rest in my soul down here on earth. And he's saying, you know what? You ought to fear that you miss out on that. Can I ask you the same question the Lord asked me this week? What do you fear? What do you fear missing out on? A lot of people fear missing out on a business deal, right? A money-making opportunity. They feel fear missing out on a ball game, right? They fear missing out on whatever, any kind of opportunity. And the Bible says you need to fear missing out on rest. You need to fear living your whole life being saved and having assurance that you're going to heaven when you die, but that your whole existence is characterized by unrest. You never enjoy your salvation. You're never able to encounter a storm or a trial with peace in your heart. Paul said, you need to fear that because you might miss out. Look what he says in verse number 11. He says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. He said, this is important. It's serious. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. All through chapter 3 and chapter 4, he gives us an example of the nation of Israel and how God had provided the land of Canaan for them. He gave it to them. He gave the entire land to them for their enjoyment, for their possession. Now, they went in and possessed the land, but they did not always enjoy the full benefits and the rest that was offered to them in that land. And Paul wanted to use that as an example, and he could say, you know what? You can be saved, and you can have all the promises of God, but you can miss out on some of them too. He said, you need to fear that. You need to fear missing out on what God has for you. Now, I wonder how many, would to God that Christians would fear out on what they're going to miss out on from a spiritual aspect. Fear. Number two, faith. If we're going to obtain this rest, well, it's not going to become from our good works, because we're a good person. It's going to come from our trust in God to make it happen. Look at verse number 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Notice, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You know what? I love good preaching. I believe you do. We've heard good preaching tonight. We hear good preaching every time we come to church here. You know, the Bible says here, you can hear good preaching till the cows come home and not do you a bit of good if all you do is hear good preaching. And we can come here and we can say, preach it, and I like preaching, and I like hard preaching, and I like straight preaching. If you don't mix any of that with faith, it's going to profit you nothing. That's what the Bible said. He said, that's what happened to Israel. Man, they heard truth. They were given great promises. They didn't put any faith with what God said. And so I can tell you tonight, there's rest in Jesus Christ. I can tell you the biblical truth that there's a cure for your mind and the unrest in your soul, and it's absolutely true. I can preach that to you tonight. If you don't mix that with faith, you're going to go out and live tomorrow just like you live today. You're going to go out with the same anxiety in your mind and your heart that you came in with. But if you'll mix the Word of God, verse number 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. If you'll mix that with some faith and say, you know what, I believe that. I believe if I will take everything to God in prayer, I believe He will give me peace. I believe if I keep my mind on Jesus, he will give me peace. You see, here's what happens. A lot of things, life throws things our way, and sometimes we think we can handle the little things, right? I heard an illustration today I'll share with you. The disciples were in the boat with Jesus. He fell asleep. He was asleep. He had perfect rest, wouldn't you say? He's sleeping in the storm. What an example. The disciples, you know what? They went and woke him up when the boat was now full. So that tells me that, you know what? When the boat got a little bit full, they thought, well, we'll be all right. It's like pouring in one bucket at a time of rain or water into that boat. And I imagine the disciples were a lot like us. They probably thought, you know what? One bucket, that ain't going to hurt us too much. A couple gallons, that ain't going to hurt us too much. But you know what the Bible says? In everything, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know what? There would have been nothing wrong with them going to Jesus the first bucket of rain and just being honest with him and just sharing their heart. Amen? You see, sometimes we think, you know what? I got this. Not a big deal. I can handle this. And before you know it, we got 10 things on our mind, small things that we think we can handle, and we can't focus on Jesus. We can't focus on serving God because our minds and our lives are just so crowded by carnal things. And before you know it, man, we're just in a condition of no rest. And I'm just here to tell you tonight, there's rest available in Jesus Christ, and it's going to take our faith mixed with the Word of God. Verse number 12, I probably don't have to read it to you. You could probably quote it. But I don't know that I've ever considered it very deeply in its context. For the Word of God's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen, this verse is given us in this context of rest. And God says, you know what? My Word's powerful. It's not enough just to come and hear preaching. You got to believe what you hear. You got to put it into practice. He said, verse number 10, for he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own good works as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. I wrote this down. Unbelief is the root of all of our unrest. If I have anxiety, it's because I don't believe that Jesus can take care of it. If I have doubts, because I don't believe in the goodness of God. If I have fear, it's because I just don't believe that God knows what's best for the future. All of it is rooted in unbelief. And so God says, you need to have faith in my word that I know that I know what's right, that I'm good, that I'm going to take care of you. And if you'll do that, I'll give you rest. And so I hope that'll be our action tonight. Verse number 5, I want you to notice one thing in closing. Notice it says, if they shall enter into my rest. This is God's rest that's available. It's not something we produce. It's not something we meditate. You know, it's not yoga. It's not Buddhism. This is something we can't produce. But it's something that God says it's available. If you'll trust me, if you'll come to me and confess your dependence upon me, God says, I will give you my rest. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. What did he say? I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He said, you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this promise in your word of rest for our souls. Lord, we live in a very chaotic world. And Lord, often our minds and our souls are prone to just to be filled with chaos, things that would hinder our attention being on you. And I pray that you'd help us in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.